This is Audrey Whitbeck and Charlotte Reed interviewing John Clark at his home in Lakeville, May 20th, 2004.
Hello.
John, you were born where?
York City.
Okay, and what year?
May 1st, 1914.
And but you came to Salisbury or Lakeville when?
Worked at the library at the Buffalo. From 1930.
And to Lakeville, and you lived with
Barris and Buffalo. The Lakeville. What was Mr. Barris' first name? Paul. His name is Paul Silverman. Civil War. He served in the Civil War. What was it? How did he happen to pick you up there? One of the first fire folks worked, the company was a spectator for his fight. 65-pound bull, and they wouldn't help him. They wouldn't say a word. They sit down here and went left and went away from him. And then in about 3 weeks, he found out he was very low. He couldn't ask his brother to do anything for him. He could have produced.
That's a good way. Your peers are the ones who are suffering.
Yeah,
that's
a nice thing.
And the war came along, and I was in the service to a bad 3 years, I think. We were in the Air Force, got an Air Force, my boss, and I said, the wedding representative, he was a pilot, but he didn't get it, but he couldn't wait.
Were you already a pilot when you went into service?
Yeah, I was going to 1936, I think.
And there was no age limit then on flying, in other words, that was...
Well, yeah, you could have to be free to fly alone, and so 16 years old, I went past the business. I was about to go free. On a lot of days, if you pass the first physical, just for example, got the whole thing, I was a physical, I went to a class, you passed it, and next year I had to go out to a physical. He said, how are you? I said, fine. He said, last year, how many acts?
That was great.
Did you learn to fly or anything?
Yeah.
And that seems strange going into the service that they wouldn't use you as a pilot because you
didn't have all the years
at that point.
Well, it's like my son's pepper that left the service and the day came up. He didn't find the oil on my DC. I don't know how many years it took to stay with it, but it was better than mine.
So how long were you involved in this community?
I was there for about 8 years.
To backtrack a little bit, you mentioned once when we were talking about the factory in Lakeville produced steams.
That was the first part of the war before I went to service. That was when they made steams under government contract. And that was made right. Let's call the law war equivalent on the train. And the bubbles. And then the drill, the laminator, the steel, and the steel. And they had inspectors on to inspect all the steel, ship them, see if they're acceptable. But if you don't come up to Buff Island and follow all of them, they said, Canada, I need people work there. And they said, I said, hey, I don't know what time it is, but I don't know. But once they were on, well, the safety rules was there, but Warner system, too, they worked up there.
And
they worked up there, And they had to look at all the work, and the safety brothers, that was all. All the pilots, all of them.
That is called local industry.
Yeah. It started by some coal. I don't know if you want to hire me. I was the first one hired in that old building. The current windows were all broken out. I worked there for a long time, all by myself.
Is that what the 57 is now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Had all machinery in there, and it was an excellent, nice thing to back down the bottom floor with that turbine engine still on the engine. That got to go, just passing. And I rigged up with a belt to grab the old machine, put the thing on the water, laid it on, and it was no science by the way. It was amazing. And the number of knives, it's got a barrel of knives and stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Now, you said they made them produce them for the 10th Mountain Division?
No, I did. Wherever they went, I don't know how to cook this, but they cooked for a little time. They couldn't go
around.
I suppose the 10th Mountain, but not the 21.
Avenues, yeah.
They were a big ski. They were measured, if I'm not wrong. They were set in a very wide ski, but what they normally see. A big ski.
Imagine
looking
at
them. Yeah,
Now, so this was, you went to work for them in 45 when you got out? No.
45 was more or less the Jimmy Peak thing.
That was the Jimmy Peak thing.
From 45 to 8 years. 50 something?
No.
It was in the early 40s when you were doing the school.
Yeah.
The local industry.
The work had just come going.
You didn't get out of the,
I got out of service about 45. Well, I was only 45, and then later in the morning, 36, 37, 37.
And, you left Jimmy Peak in the early 50s?
Yeah, really.
Okay. Then, you would be working at local industries and flying out of Great Bearing at the same time, or did they overlap?
They didn't overlap, but the Jimmy Peak and the Big Bang.
Oh,
as far as flying at Big Bearing. I have a commercial license as instructor there to teach flying.
So you got your instructor training, and your license.
Yeah, commercial license.
Commercial license. And so they were teaching the flying, starting with me and all of us. And
if this flies brick burn, we will brick burn, yep.
But what about Canaan? Did she really? She learned at Canaan.
Both my sons tried to fly the brick burn, and actually worked for one of them, and it blew up. That's how they got.
Let's see if I've got this straight. In the around the early 1930s, we were driving a school bus, because it would have been about 17, 18, around that age. And in the late 30s, we were probably working with the local industries, like 39, 40, and up.
Early
40, yeah. Okay. Then you went into service.
Yeah.
And then after the service in 45, 2 years later, you started Jiminy Peak.
That's right.
But what period would it have been that you worked on the railway taking out?
Just before the war started.
Yeah. Oh, really? They started taking the road out by then?
Yeah.
Okay. So that would have been like 39 and around the
40s.
Okay.
And
both of them were five to great clinic. And then all of us, they were in the school, commercial as well, from charter and everything else up there. And then stopped posting up on the buses. They were taking out a professional pilot transport to do what they went through and drive through the bus. And they got away from the 100-day airline. In those days, we were going to take 10 kids out of the whole country.
Hey, just about what year did you say?
Well, let's go back here. I don't know, it's got to be good part. I can't put a signal on it right now. I don't know.
Yeah, that's all right.
I can figure it out if it's safe or something.
So both of them eventually went to work for the Arrow.
Yeah, they worked in France, they don't get policies.
Pepper went flew for?
He flew, started with North Central Airlines.
Right.
I changed it to Republic of Northwest Airlines.
He never flew commercially for the big?
Yeah.
No desire to do that?
No, I didn't have the time. The time flight I go to school.
And your other son, that takes care of Pepper. How about
Jerry?
Jerry
went to Purdue. He got out of Purdue. He started the airline. He studied and started by Bolivar. He turned into Allegheny, which was taken over by U.S. Air. He spent his career with U.S. Airways 4 years with them.
Okay.
So you talked for how long, though?
So I had that heart attack in 97.
Really? Oh, that's pretty good.
So your flight teaching was all at Great Barrington.
Were you still skiing? Were you on a Catamount or any of those?
Yeah, I skied, yeah.
On ski patrol, or?
No, I didn't.
Just like.
So you retired, I missed that date, 97?
That's when I had the first part of the time. Did the way of the plan right there.
Yeah. And what about this? The Pepper had his letter to me about him being a pilot for an hour.
Oh, for my birthday, just the only had an hour's time on the Dick Barron. I got to go up and fly that up, but I had to have somebody with me.
Oh.
I couldn't open that by myself.
And
But your son gave you that for birthday, too.
Yeah.
Nice. Has Great Barrington Airport changed a lot?
Oh, yes. Gosh, that's the day when I first started there. Back there, you had a fireplace. The only thing was hail skids, and don't break, so it's plastic. It's a little bit. The branch runway. The bronze plaza was over 64. You put in a paved runway, a big workshop, with the tank, and had a bunch of airplanes. There's a lot of charter work. Now, here's one of the few FBOs, fixed-based operators that I've ever heard of. It really paid out very well in the business. He's done a great job, but it paid out very well now.
Is it under the same management now?
Yeah, it is. There's one old guy who's been there. One is there from 7:30. Okay.
I remember doing a story on him, like, having the vaguest idea how to spell his last name.
A-O-L-A-T-T-A.
A-O-L.
A-O-L.
K-O-L.
A-D.
A-D.
C-K. Walter J.
And when did he take over Great Barrington, more or less?
I'm not very confident. Called 45, 46. Yeah.
Really? Which is the older of the two sons?
He's 74.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
That's fucking.
He hasn't been here in quite a while, has he?
Oh, I guess about twice a year.
Does he? But Jerry comes down more.
Yeah. Comes down every couple of weeks. He'll cause it. One is still on those lines.
Good.
Checks on the old man to see if he's still around.
You and Gert were married how many years?
66 years. Awesome.
And all your married life was spent in Lakeville?
Yeah. She was born in Lakeville. She made Lakeville.
Yeah. What about, talk about some of the other changes in the town in your many years here.
Well, I think there's one of the big changes. The town now is something for a garage and gift shop, stuff like that. We have no grocery store. We have the gas station is now in Palmas. It was originally in Westville Island in 1935. So I went to work for them down in 1935. We built a compressor. Gas, 7 gallons per gallon. I remember that. We had the first thing pretty pumped around. But then I just a grocery store. You had Barnett. There were 3 farmer shops.
And what, 7 garages?
Yeah.
Not that it make them.
Yeah, they had the first, actually, the Robin store before that.
Oh, yeah.
So it burned down gradually.
Yeah.
I always remember the baseball games, Sunday town baseball games. Lots of people.
Yeah.
There's a lot more interaction, I think, between
It seems to me it started on the same bus from Calvin Halford from the first half of the New York Times from real estate up here.
I know.
But don't you think there's a difference now to the prep schools are more isolated. You don't have that interaction.
They don't come down to the bigger shop.
Bigger shop, what you call drummers, that set up the places of schooling. They want to sell at bigger shops, places like that. It's different shop, different shop.
Really? They came around with their clothing?
Yep.
Yeah. But they were hustled to do it all the time.
Yes.
And by the time you build the trains, everybody had a car up there and turn them over the doors for an hour ahead or something like that. They make it like $2. So I don't know how they get around, but they have buses come and take them out. They must be something.
Oh, yeah, a lot. Yeah. And the Grove was very different.
Okay.
That's
such a...
Dave Timmons is a character.
That was on the Lake Street. She wore a Christmas tree. So she remembered that she did.
Yeah.
So much fun swimming in the Pittsburgh. Come all the time, come to the Pittsburgh off the reef and see, you know, we go swimming in the river.
Did they have boats on boats in that era, or didn't they allow motorboats?
They've all got boats, as far as I know. They go way back to this time.
No, I don't remember a time when they didn't have motorboats.
They just had the things took people to ride around the lake, too.
Did Timmons do it?
Somebody did.
Finley had that boat.
I know what that was, but before that,
I don't remember that so much. It was very much simpler, wasn't it?
That's one simple. I remember the first thing on 38, I got pictures of that fight of the whole Main Street of Lakeville underwater.
And actually, there was 24 hours when you couldn't get out of
Lakeville
because it's flooded by Belgians, flooded on the Main Street of Seoul Street, flooded by mill mines, flooded in Orhill. So you just couldn't get out.
Now, 55 wasn't as bad, though.
No.
55 probably after 2004, they wanted to take a load of telephone poles, so probably got to the apartment. So we had a trailer and one went west. I crashed down to the north part. No. Half the road was washed away. You're just on a narrow ledge. You know, that road was going down through the trees up on top of the mountain. Everything was laid right outside. And I remember one thing, apparently some of the homes had chipboards and they get lower than the fall.
That was 55. Because pharmacy school. That was 38.
Okay.
But Audrey and Bam were in pharmacy school at UConn, and Gordon was acting dean of men for a year. And that was right after the flood of 55, and trying to go back and forth through the north of the Mississippi was miserable.
Of course, the best thing ever happened to Windsor, because five and one, that part of the
long history
of the Norland Trump.
Yeah, that was good.
But 1938, why would the Lakeville be flooded? Because of the brooks?
What's the name of this book? I always call it Porter Book, but you know, Burton Brook. That was just gushing over a little bit.
Yeah, down by the law office and everything.
Oh, that's true. It
was a mess.
Now, community service, was that community service then?
No. It started as the E.W. Spirit Company.
Yeah.
My grandfather started it, actually. And started at Falls Village. Remember a store in Lakeville, and he used to come over Falls Mountain every day with his horse and buggy and check on the store here. And then he started the store in Sharon. And eventually, in 27, I think, Sitfields and Gus Hodges bought it, and it became community service, and now it's character.
But that must have been flooded out so much down there.
I don't remember that, but it probably was, because that brook must have been flooded. So,
my family was all there before, way before that, so when they put the ground up here to visit, they didn't think, you know, of course, she was too much water.
Yeah.
And they take they said that Dr. Booster, the first time, got rid of the secretary.
Yeah.
It's amazing, reading the letters, Holly Williams' letters. These people, they went everywhere. I mean, they took their horses and they went over to Millerton and then they took the ferry to Poughkeepsie.
Yeah.
They're down to the Haven, they told the ghost. I mean, we don't even go as far as they go. Your generation, I think, are probably the healthiest generation because it was before all the substance, you know, the toxins was
right.
Giving in. Your diets were moving. I think your diets were probably very good. Because
well,
you
wasn't for a lot of going there, and it's pretty
yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Like the comparison, whether it shows the comparison, they go to some times for the past long, you don't think you want vegetables and you've got to talk about them. You've got to the slaughterhouse, their own cattle, their own bacon, ham,
food. Yeah, everyone had.
Yeah, they were.
It wasn't refrigeration, right?
Either. Yeah.
I mean, Chuck Ice was pretty good. He had ice box. You know what that was?
Yeah.
It was a taste today.
Well, we had an ice house.
Yeah.
I don't know. The ice out of the lake would last until August, and then we'd have to go to buying the tree.
Hotchkiss, I felt the up, she started pushing it and cleaning it up when they put more in.
Yeah.
That's what sort of things are.
Mm.
I probably used to put ice in the lake.
Yes, I did too.
That was fun. Couldn't do it now, though. I don't think they get enough ice, do they?
They don't get it thick enough,
yeah. I don't know if they got this from good zero nice.
No, but it didn't. I forget. Doug, I asked him to go and measure it for me. And he did, but I forget how many inches. But it wasn't anywhere nearly enough.
Well, these are good
things. Yeah, but they cakes. So.
Oh, listen, that's a fun. I keep thinking of sitting on the porch. I remember that somewhere I read an article that people don't sit on the porch anymore. They really don't. And it's
John does. He sits out here.
So.
Yeah.
You know what I like about that? It's high enough, I can down below the natural gutter facing that 31 hill.
Oh,
wait, now I'm sure they're getting something. Okay.
So, this morning I had a bat in my house.
Oh.
I called off to make sure that it was a bat, which I agreed was.
Yeah.
I had to get it out of the house.
Out of your room?
And I took a hand towel over it and tried to cling to the screen, I could hear its toes. I don't like them. I draw the nose.
Well, I guess the bird of the field is difficult.
I guess.
Yes, they are.
So, I don't have any more questions. Do you?
Not this minute, but should we stop and think about it a minute?
Start flying.
She got bored being home alone.
Well,
this is Gert.
Was over there most of the time. The kids were over there with him when they were old enough to go on. So she decided to learn to fly, so go ahead and take care of things. So she did. But I just thought, the first time she took off alone, the instructor that was across the field of the light day and walked up right there and pulled the track. And I saw him get out and what was going to happen. But I saw she didn't get bothered to it, and it kept finally 15 blocks back. I was standing there talking to Corey Miles. He said to Corey, well, it's your airplane. It's your web. It's number one here. But the way Gertrude went, she got up over her ass, she followed and turned around, made sure she take off the landing, said,
you know.
Such a believe was shaking, so before she got airborne, as she got in the air, she was calmed down. But I've always told the students, when they first saw
But in fact, granted, you know, from that, the first time you left, you have to be absolutely on your own. Once those reels are off the ground, you're in.
Yeah.
Oh, you're in charge.
Yeah. Now you live on Millerton Road for how many years?
Built in 1935, 1962. 1965, 1962.
And then you didn't sell direct to the Elizabeth, did you?
Yes.
So you did.
Then you built this?
What?
When did you build this house?
This house was 1924.
On Porter Street.
I thought Bob built it. That's right. He's the one that died.
Yeah.
He gave a nice pitch. He did a bunch of girls with that.
Was that a cancer? It was a terrible siege.
And a lot of stuff.
Mm.
Yeah, I got along well with people. Very intelligent, I thought.
Where did you live between 62 and 74?
Up in Wellsville. First house you come to Horseshoe Lane or what? So I'm here, and I guess it's good. I'm not moving out of here.
You're not moving out of here. It's very comfortable, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is lovely.
Are you good to it?
I think pretty well.
That's good.
I like to cook. I make my son do cooking. You know, so I also want my son to cook.
Yeah.
I don't care if he can read or cook.
Bam always said if he could fill a prescription, he could cook. But he hasn't proved it yet.
Yeah.
I had four sons, and two loved to cook, and two could care less.
Really?
Yeah.
I used to like to bake. I got a little bit too hard for me. I used to make bread all the time.
I remember. I've had some of that bread. So.
I got a lot of the bread, the brownies, and crumbs of that. Sure.
Yes. I've had some of those, too.
They're good.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's about it, and it's been fun. Very nice.
Very great. I love